Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning on this beautiful sunny day. And I know it's a beautiful sunny day in Colorado today. It's going to be beautiful. But we are doing the show live from the Gulf Shores of Florida, where I'm on a research trip. Now, it's going to be nice here today, too. It'll be nice there today. And then you guys are going to get some colder weather. So I thought this was a great time for me to come and check the fishing out here in the Gulf of Mexico. And so what the plan is that we're going to do a short show because the NFL draft. And then Karen's going to guard the beach and I'm going to do some research. We're doing this all for you folks. I want you to know that this trip gives us no personal satisfaction. And then we'll report back next week on the status of the beach and what the fishing was like in the Gulf. All kidding aside, we do have a short show today because of the NFL draft, and I am in Tampa Bay, but we're going to cover a lot of things in the hour we have. Before we get to our first guest, I do have to let you know Rocky Mountain National Park starts their reservation system today. So if you're headed up there, make sure you get reservations. And on the Larimer County Lakes, Horsetooth and Carter, the boat ramps are on kind of restricted hours for the time being. They're still going to try to be 7 to 7, but not all the ramps are going to be open because there's a shortage of people. They can't hire enough people to do the A&S inspections. They're way short. So always check the website at Larimer County before the day before you head out with your boat. Make sure you know the hours and which ramps are open. You should have access, but you got to check which ramps you can use. Hey, and if you're looking for a great summer job, the Larimer County is hiring. They are looking for A&S inspectors. You get to talk to the fishermen when they come off the lake and kind of, you know, get a feel for what's going on. Great summer job. You're out there in the outdoors. Be awesome. But let's go to our first guest. He usually calls at 10 o'clock, but we have a short show today. So joining us from Tightline Outdoors is Nate Zielinski. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I understand you're having a busy morning. I appreciate you taking time out to call me early today.
No problem, Terry.
We're both having a little fun this morning, but let's talk.
We are. Had a late night. We had our first night catch rate last night. It was pretty awesome. So we had a tournament last night, went 5 to 11, had a great time. Saw a lot of fish get caught. You know, there was some good carp caught, a lot of walleyes caught. Some big bass, some good trout. So kind of everything was active last night. And I got to tell you, the stars aligned for our first night event. I'm not going to lie. I've been wearing ice armor and, you know, thermal pants and everything else all season. And last night, it was like 50 degrees. You could almost fish in a T-shirt till 11. So it was great weather for a night tournament down there at Chatfield.
You know, I saw on Facebook, too, that your better half had a very nice walleye. That looked really, that was a nice fish.
That was. We got everybody launched, and we had a little slow time from about 8:30 p.m. to about 10 p.m. before we started checking everybody in with their fish. So, yeah, we snuck out, and, of course, just like both our better halves, they always outfish us. And, yeah, she got a great fish, about 26-incher.
There's a reason we don't let them on the radio and television as much as we would like.
Exactly.
Hey, 100%. From my notes. Yeah, you and I didn't get to talk much about this upcoming show. You know, the weather keeps changing. We had cooler weather, but then it got nice, like you said, the end of this last week. Nice today down there. And then it's going to get a little cool again, and it's affecting the fishing to some degree. But there's one fish that the cooler weather actually helps, and that's the trout.
Absolutely, Terry. And that's kind of what I want to touch base with, because I know people are chomping at the bits. And honestly, it's a daily kind of a daily thing of which lakes are opening for boating, which are not. But regardless of the boating, we talk so much about boating. I want to talk about the shore fishing access, because no matter if the ramps are open or not, that shore access is fantastic. And honestly, of all times of the year, you know, we talk about walleyes and the spawn and how shore access is very similar to a boat. Right now, the trout fishing is very similar. Whether you're in a boat or from shore, you're really fishing for the same fish. So many of these big fish are in a pre-spawn, spawn, or recently post-spawn state, and it presents so much opportunity. And, you know, when you hear about spawning rainbows like in the Dream Stream and some of the natural river flows, that happens early in the year, February, March. But our reservoir fish typically spawn in late April, early May. So there are so many fish sitting in, you know, 3 to 5 feet of water. I mean, they're in boat dock coves. They're in rip kind of, you know, round river rock type shorelines. And the availability to both fly fishing and, you know, conventional tackle is absolutely through the roof right now. So we want to touch base on that. I mean, there's some huge fish going in 11 miles. Spinny, obviously, is extremely low. It's been open for about a week, but no boating. But that fishing is fantastic from shore. Same thing at Antero. Antero's fishing very well from shore, and so are the Delaney's, and kind of all the bigger trout fisheries all have a tremendous shore bite right now. So we kind of want to touch base on that because, again, the opportunity is through the roof, and it's neat when all the opportunities align to where you can fly fish for them. You can throw a tube jig. You could throw a spoon. You could, you know, throw stick baits. So really, the sky is the limit, and even for bait fishing, it's available. So much opportunity for every angler.
Well, and another thing that happens, too, is because all of those lakes, we're going through it on the Front Range even yet because of the cooler weather. So even the lower lakes like Chatfield, Aurora, Cherry Creek, Boyd, Horsetooth have some pretty good trout fishing on the shore, plus even some small ponds, which we're going to talk to the hatchery people about later on in the show. But then up in the mountains, the ones you mentioned, but then we're going to get Granby. It's just barely starting to open. It hasn't really opened up yet. It probably will the next day or two. The North Park Lake. So you can transition as the ice goes off to different areas to higher elevations.
Absolutely, Terry. So again, so much opportunity. Now, with the trout fish, especially the big rainbows, browns, I'd love to talk just a little tactic-wise because I think so much goes into it. And honestly, if you're up there right now and you're still available for kind of what we'd call the spawn state of those fish, your tactics are different than a post-spawn fish. So the true, you know, spawning cycle-ish style presentation. If you're on a fly rod, it's as simple as eggs and worms. So you're using literally just an egg pattern or a worm pattern, like a San Juan worm or any of those worm type, blood worm type baits or flies are going to work very well. And I honestly position those baits, you know, anywhere within 6 inches to a foot of the bottom. And that is the technique. And then if you're a conventional tackle angler, for me personally, I'm all about a hair jig, but a tube jig, a hair jig. But you definitely want to work a brighter color, orange, pink, even white. So you really are kind of going for kind of that eggy yolk pattern that these fish would have after a spawn situation. And that's catching those fish. But same thing, very much working low in the water column, you know, 6 inches, 12 inches off bottom is kind of that key zone. And as we get into our post-spawn fish, they're going to slide out to slightly deeper water, and they're going to be in the lower half, but not necessarily on bottom. So the post-spawn fish, I'm throwing a lot of spoons, a bait that I can cast a long way so I can access that deeper water from shore, and also a bait that I can really work up and down the water column. So, you know, a traditional stick bait kind of goes to a certain zone and somewhat stays there, or slightly floats up. If you take a spoon, you know, you can do a very slow retrieve, and you can accomplish quite a bit of water as far as depth control. You reel faster, it comes up in the water column. So, you know, baits like Tasmanian Devils, Castmasters, all of that are going to present an awesome opportunity for those post-spawn fish because it's going to be available to work that column and break it down to achieve that success. So that's kind of the general tactics right now. And again, it is fantastic. I mean, Spinny right now from shore is through the roof. I saw literally just yesterday, I saw a lady angler who had 2 10-pound rainbows from 11 miles from shore with a fly rod, not in the wow. river, on the reservoir itself. So the fishing is fantastic right now. And again, if I had a boat, I would be parked in 5 feet of water, casting into 2-3 feet of water. So whether shore or boat, we're all fishing the same waters right now.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, covering water with a spoon or a Tasmanian Devil or even a MEPS or Panther Martin spinner can be a great way to go. And Parks and Wildlife are going to be stocking new catchables in a lot of these areas. So you may sometimes have to wade through some smaller fish, but there's some real hogs. You know, one thing that I've used over the last few years is something I picked up from Doug Stange. He takes a Berkeley floating egg and puts it on the head of a hook, and then he follows that with a power trout worm, a little, you know, 2-3-inch trout worm that gives you the presentation of almost a San Juan worm hanging on an egg. Now, you have to use that where scent is allowed, but boy, that yep. can be a deadly drifting rig.
Oh, absolutely, Kay. And I mean, honestly, you can fish that in so many styles. You could do one little split shot in front of that and pitch it into that 2-3 feet of water, or you could put like a sliding egg sinker, maybe 18 inches above it with a, you know, a peg with kind of a barrel swivel, and you can cast that extremely long ways and just slowly kind of pick it up and drop it and pick it up and drop it. So absolutely very, very versatile technique and presenting the same fashion as a fly with conventional tackle, which is deadly this time of year. I mean, those fish are cruising, and honestly, the rainbows are in there spawning and cut, but with that you get big browns in that same water feeding on those eggs. So multiple opportunities at those real big fish for sure.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and there's so many ways to go after them. I know you mentioned tubes and hair jigs. You know, the hair jig is kind of a lost art, and you can fish it anywhere you can fish flies and lures. You don't have to worry about scented baits or regulations for soft plastics. And you know, if you go back when I was younger, that was the only type of stealth presentation we had conventionally, were hair and marabou jigs, and they're still fantastic.
You know, Terry, it's probably one of the most lifelike techniques that you can honestly fish, and I hate to say it, but it's almost a shame that you are seeing the loss of that. And honestly, whether people know it or not, the leech population, especially in the South Park lakes, is higher than it's ever been. If you talk to the average angler and, you know, say, hey, where do we have natural leeches? And it's one of those things that a lot of people overlook the forage base of what's in the fishery. And Spinney and 11 Mile both have a massive leech population, and they're small black leeches. I would say a very large is going to be about an inch and a half. But if you take a black marabou jig, that real soft hair jig, and you cast it out and you almost do we call it a bumping swim jig, but it's just lift, little 2-inch lifts as you reel, just a steady stream. It mimics that leech swimming through the water. And I promise you, if you get that anywhere where those big rainbows can see it, it is game on. So you could use a pink, an orange, a white hair jig this time of year to really kind of take advantage of that egg cluster, that egg float kind of mucus look. And those fish love it. The second that's over, you can roll right into a black or a brown or even a dark olive kind of to mimic that leech presentation, and you are continuously catching fish. So again, a bait that works the entire water column, very natural. And honestly, Terry, not to be the cheap guy, but you can buy hair jigs for 50 cents to a dollar. So it's fantastic because you're willing to fish, you know, in areas where you might get snagged up, things like that. And it's not a $10 stick bait or Rapala that you're losing. So it's really neat to see a bait presentation that's easy, cheap, affordable, and does everything that you need.
No, you're absolutely right. I actually wrote an article about just this for Fishing Facts magazine, probably when you were still in diapers. But but it is. It's a shame if it becomes a lost art, because you can even, if you don't want to get into fly fishing, you can tie your own jigs. It can become just a fun way to do it in a satisfying way, and it's still so very effective. Nate, we're going to run out of time real quick because we got a short show. If you're headed out, in addition to the trout, where might you go? Going to be really nice today. It's going to cool into the 60s tomorrow, and then we're going to get some cool weather before it warms up again next week. Where would you go?
You know, Terry, there's so many options, but I have to kind of finish with one thing real quick. With the hair jigs, we talked about the hair jigs, we're mentioning it, but if you have your anglers,
still learn it.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I'll say, if you have a youth angler, somebody that's struggling to use that hair jig, throw in that hair jig even under a pegged bobber or a slip bobber. You can set the depth of the bobber, cast out that jig, and just shake that bobber as you reel it in to help your depth control, and it really helps youth anglers run those hair jigs. So great technique for that. And if I could fish today, Terry, it is literally going to be 85 degrees. The trout fishing is fantastic. My heart wants to tell you to go trout fishing, but why that water is so nice and warm down here on the Front Range. You know, this weekend, hitting Pueblo for walleye and bass, hitting Chatfield for walleye bass, Cherry Creek for walleye. I wouldn't pass up an 85, 90-degree day on the Front Range here in the spring. So those warm water species in the front Range will be calling my name this weekend, that's for sure.
All right, my friend, we have to let you go. If people want more information or know about your events, it's Tightline Outdoors on Facebook, Tightline Outdoors on all social media, tightlineoutdoors.com, right?
That's it, and we have a big tournament coming up next Saturday, a daytime event at Chatfield. Oh, can you hear me there?
Yeah, I hear you now.
All right, we got a big event next Saturday at Chatfield, so look at our website for that. Catch rates at Chatfield next Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., multi-species, big payouts. Go to tightlineoutdoors.com to get more.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you next week. All right, that's Nate Zielinski. We had a little trouble at the end, but I think you got the gist. The trout fishing is on fire. Fishing is on fire. It's time to get out. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Dave Carr from the Hatchery Systems is going to give us some updates on how to follow those stockfish and how important it is on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.